in court, Gianna Gelosi, Fox News. One suspect connected to the deadly shooting of NYPD detective Jonathan Diller returns to court today. Lindy Jones was allegedly driving the car with Diller's alleged killer inside and now faces 15 years in prison. Officer Diller was laid to rest Saturday on Long Island, surrounded by thousands of supporters and fellow officers. The work not stopping to clear the channel that leads to the busy port of Baltimore.
Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore said while there were six lives lost on the Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsed when a cargo ship crashed into it, there are more priorities for him. On Fox News Sunday, he said reopening access to Baltimore's port and learning what led to the tragedy are important.
I want that investigation to be speedy and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again, and we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The Biden administration is pledging the federal government will pay for that rebuild. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Israel's prime minister is facing calls for his ouster from people of his own country.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu once again rejecting calls for an early election. This after thousands of protesters took to the streets this weekend demanding he step down. They're also demanding the release of all hostages in Gaza. Netanyahu claims the elections would only help Hamas and derail ongoing hostage negotiations. He also continues to stress that a ground invasion in Gaza's crowded Rafah city is necessary to defeat Hamas. More protests are expected.
That is Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's surgery for a hernia was a success. He's awake and conversing with family members. That is according to the hospital where the prime minister was having the surgery. Doctors diagnosed Netanyahu's hernia during a routine checkup Saturday night. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An ailing Pope Francis delighting Christians and Catholics around the world by presiding over Easter Sunday Mass.
Pope Francis has been battling episodes of bronchitis and the flu over the past few months. He appeared happy, healthy, and in good spirits. He delivered his Easter message from St. Peter's Basilica after morning Mass. Thousands gathered to hear from him. Pope Francis also addressed the ongoing violence in Haiti, praying for the Lord to help people there as they fight to survive hunger and violence.
May the risen Lord assist the Haitian people so that there can soon be an end to the acts of violence, devastation, and bloodshed in that country.
Pathways to Peace was a large part of his message this Easter Sunday.
And that is Fox's Christina Coleman. Meanwhile, the top U.S. diplomat is traveling overseas for a major NATO meeting this week. Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to France and Belgium starting this week. In France, the State Department says Blinken will meet with Emmanuel Macron to discuss the ongoing war in Israel and efforts to, quote, prevent escalation of the conflict in Gaza. The secretary will then head to Brussels for the NATO foreign ministers meeting,
which coincides with the 75th anniversary of NATO on April 4th.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller. The meeting comes as the UN approved a ceasefire resolution concerning Israel and Gaza, and the U.S. faced pushback from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the Biden administration's decision to abstain and not to veto. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Well, starting today in California, the new minimum wage for fast food workers climbs to $20 per hour. The new law going into effect, likely to affect customers, could mean price hikes and the possibility of smaller serving sizes as restaurant owners try to pay for the new wage. It was supported by the trade association representing fast food franchise owners. It applies to chains with more than 60 locations nationwide. I'm Gianna Gelosi. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.